For 243 days, a lonely sign hung upside down on the front of the old school building. Wayside School closed for repairs. On some days, a child would come, look at the sign, then sadly walk away. Or else a child would come, look at the sign, stand on her head, then sadly walk away. Lewis watched them come and go, but he never said hi to them. He hid when they came. It was his job to repair the school. Lewis used to be the yard teacher at Wayside School. He passed out the balls and played with the kids at recess and lunch. When the school closed, the children were sent to other schools. Horrible schools. No two kids were sent to the same school. Lewis was afraid he'd cry if he talked to them. But he worked hard. For 242 days, he pushed and pulled, shoveled and mopped. He never left the building. At night, he slept on the couch in the teacher's lounge on the 12th floor. Some days it seemed hopeless. The worst part was the smell. He often had to run and stick his head out a window to get a breath of fresh air. But whenever he felt like quitting, he thought about those poor kids stuck in those horrible schools, and he just worked harder. And at last, 243 days later, the school was ready to open. Well, almost ready. There was one little problem. Suddenly, from somewhere inside the building, or maybe just inside his head, Lewis heard a loud, "Moo!" He put his hands over his ears and said, "I don't hear it, I don't hear it, I don't hear it," until the mooing stopped. He had scrubbed and polished every inch of Wayside School. There were no cows anywhere. He was sure of it. Still, every once in a while, he heard something go moo. Or at least he thought he did. He took the sign off the door. But before you enter, you should know something about Wayside School. Wayside School is a 30-story building with one room on each floor, except there is no 19th story. Mrs. Jules teaches the class on the 30th story. Miss Zarves teaches the class on the 19th story. There is no Miss Zarves. Understand? Good. Explain it to me. "Lewis!" someone shouted. He turned to see a red and blue overcoat running toward him. "Hi, Cherie," he said. He couldn't see her face, but he knew she had to be somewhere inside the coat. Cherie jumped into his arms. "I bet you're glad to be back," said Lewis. "You bet," said Cherie. "Now I can finally get some sleep." All around the playground, old friends were getting back together. "Hi, old pal," said John. "Hey, good buddy," said Joe. "Beebe!" yelled Calvin from one side of the playground. "Calvin!" shouted Beebe from the other. They ran and smashed into each other. "Hi, Eric. Good to see you," said Eric. "Hey, good to see you too," said Eric. "Oh, look, there's Eric." "Hi, Eric. Hi, Eric. Hi, Eric. Hi, Eric." Even Kathy said hello to everybody. "Hey, big ears," she said to Myron as she slapped him on the back. "What's happening, Smelly?" she asked Damien. "You didn't take a bath for 243 days, did you? Hi, Allison. Did you get uglier while you were away? Or were you always this ugly and I just forgot?" "That's a nice sweater, Kathy," said Allison, who always tried to say something nice. Kathy moved on to Terrence. "I'm sure glad to see you, Terrence," she said. "You are?" asked Terrence. "Yes," said Kathy. "I thought you'd be in jail by now." Todd came running across the playground. "Hi, Todd," shouted Cherie right in Lewis's ear. Todd kept running. "Hey, Todd," called Jason. "Good to see you." "Hi, Todd," called Myron and DJ. But Todd didn't answer. He just kept running until he reached the school building. Then he kissed Wayside School. Out of all the schools, Todd had been sent to the very worst one. It was awful. The first thing he had to do every morning was, "Wait a second, I don't have to tell you. You already know." Todd was sent to your school.